This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge.
No one slept with my arms around you. My legs once bound you. And I wake with my heart so full of you.
Cowboy Junkies have been making music together for more than 30 years. Siblings Michael, Margo, and Peter Timmons are once again joined by childhood friend Alan Anton for their first new recording in 6 years. It's called All That Reckoning and reflects a more direct political stance from the band. Main songwriter Michael Timmons joins me now. Good morning, Michael.
Hi, good morning.
Apparently, there's a running joke in the band that you'll write another batch of songs about rivers and birds, but that's not at all true on All That Reckoning. What changed?
Well, there are some river songs in this one too, but a large part of our catalog is made up of personal relationships and personal politics, and you know, as we grow older and how those change. With this album, as I was writing it, things were also changing in the outside world quite radically. And I as I was writing songs about personal issues, I was noticing that a lot of these issues are also reflected in the greater, larger world, and which has always interested me, but more so now at my age. I'm 59 now, and my kids are getting older, and they're all heading out into the world, and so the world becomes a more relevant place to me, and so that the theme of All That Reckoning becomes a reckoning of personal relationships, and also the social world and our institutions and how we relate to each other.
That brings me to When We Arrive, which contains a line that's been bugging you for years. It's Welcome to the Age of Disillusion. Does it feel like the time's finally caught up with that one?
Unfortunately, yeah. You know, it's funny. I wrote that line. I had that line for at least 10 years. And, you know, I never knew where I should go with it. And I guess because it didn't really have the relevance it does now. And so the disillusion being the sort of the slow deteriorating and evaporating of lots of things, lots of institutions and things that we took for granted on this side of, you know, on this continent for sure, that are slowly being eroded or being challenged.
You've written a song about how fear can turn to hate in the things we do to each other. We must live in a cynical time to believe that, right?
Well, a cynical time for sure, for politicians or anybody in power to use fear as a means of manipulating their own power or manipulating a situation, I think, is extremely cynical. You're right, because fear is one thing, but you know, if you get people fearing all the time, you know, everybody ultimately cares about their own little bubble, which is their family or their community, and they start to fear the other and the outside and what's the supposed unknown, then that does turn to hate, and then hate is a very, very difficult thing to control, and the manipulator can very easily lose that control. And once that happens, you know, we can go to very scary places.
And when you lose control, man, the things we do to each other.
Your early success with the Trinity session could have been a trap for you, but it feels more like once that rush had passed, it gave you the confidence to move on artistically. Looking back at that time, did anyone have any idea that that record would take off the way it did? Because it didn't really sound like other big records from the late 1980s.
Yeah, no, it was a weird one. I mean, that record was done over a 12-hour period in one day with everybody gathered around one microphone. When we walked out of the church that day with the tapes in hand, that was the album. Like, there's no mixing or fixing or whatever. That was the record. So, you know, when we listened to it the next morning, when we got up and put on the cassette, we listened to the record, and we were like blown away by it. We thought, my God, this is fantastic. We've done something. This is really, really special. But we had no clue that anybody else would hear that.
All That Reckoning stays in a quiet but insistent place until you get to Sing Me a Song. Did you figure it was time to let it rip a little?
Yeah, when we were sequencing, that was the idea. I mean, you know, the band has certainly a reputation for a very quiet, introspective music, but anybody who's seen us live over the years knows that there's another side to the band, and which is very electric and get a bit noisy, and we open up a bit, especially on stage where, you know, we reinterpret some of our older material. And so with this record, we wanted to make sure we included a couple of songs on the record that had that vibe to it.
Sing me a song about life.
I guess that running joke about rivers and birds does come into play on the song Mountain Stream.
There you go.
Yeah, that one and Missing Children have a link to a famous English poet. How did William Blake work his way into your writing?
You know, whenever I'm writing, I get out of town and I take advantage of somebody's generosity and go to their cottage somewhere in the woods and by a lake and sort of sit very isolated and think about things. And I tend to bring books and books of poetry because it gets my mind thinking in those terms. And this time I had noticed over the past few years that William Blake kept popping up a lot in other books I was reading and in people in references and articles. And so I brought along his work and began to go through it. And it just very quickly began to sort of speak to the ideas that I was sort of thinking about, certainly on a personal level. Of course, his work is very lyrical anyways. It's very, I think some people even speculate it was that they were actually sung. These poems were actually sung back in the day. And so I began to get more deeper and deeper into what he was saying. And two of his poems, one, The Angel especially, which is really what Mountain Stream is based on, really spoke to me. And just the imagery in it and the analogy and the metaphors just really grabbed me. And that was really the jumping off point for a lot of the record was that song. When I wrote that song, I thought, okay, well, this is where I want to go.
Michael Timmons is the main songwriter and guitarist for the band Cowboy Junkies. The new record is called All That Reckoning, and it's out now. Thanks for your time, Michael.
Thank you.
My kingdom was broad and vast. I ignored it as it passed. As I walked its mountain stream. Left me.